Asian Voice News, The Global Link.
President Hichilema urges dialogue over Bill 7, warns against street protests. Economist urges creation of new Tazara management team for revitalized railway. And Tanzania cancels Independence Day celebrations after election unrest. Good afternoon, with a lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Okasabo. President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed concern over the planned demonstrations against the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, questioning why some groups want to push children into the streets instead of using lawful avenues to resolve the differences. President Hichilema said those opposed to the bill should utilize institutional mechanisms, including the courts, to challenge the legislative process rather than resorting to protests. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka today, the head of state warned that the street demonstrations could result in disturbances that may negatively affect the livelihoods of Zambians. This is why the president's office has invited all aggrieved parties to sit around the table for dialogue, said President Hichilema. He expressed surprise that some of the people now calling for protests are the same ones who previously petitioned him to initiate constitutional reforms. President Hichilema emphasized that disagreements should be handled through constructive engagement. And President Hakainde Hichilema has reiterated his administration's commitment to improving the lives of Zambians, saying the agenda has remained consistent since the United Party for National Development, UPND, assumed office in 2021. President Hichilema said his government has been focused on rebuilding the economy through strategic partnerships and investments, which are now beginning to yield positive results. Mr. Hichilema expressed gratitude to Zambians for the patience they have shown as the UPND government continues to address the economic challenges it inherited in 2021. Agriculture expert Oliver Bulaya has urged the government to look beyond political affiliations when allocating funds to youth in the agriculture sector. His remarks come after Minister Councillor at the Zambian Embassy in Belgium, Charles Mavoshe, encouraged young people to take advantage of the new €36 million financing agreement aimed at empowering youths in the agriculture sector. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Dr. Mulaya said government should focus on youths already active in the agriculture sector and offer proper training to those who wish to join the sector, regardless of their political affiliation. When young people are interested in agriculture, they commit and get involved in various value chains, and support should therefore go beyond politics, because giving funds to individuals who are not interested in agriculture can negatively affect the country's productivity, said Dr. Bulaya.
This support should look beyond political affiliations, because this is one thing that is very detrimental to the raising of the viability of the agricultural sector if we look at the political inclinations. And you see that some of the people that may be empowered may not have the interest, you know, in agriculture, but may be supported because of the political inclinations. And this will disadvantage those that may have the interest and will be able to invest the money properly so that they raise production and productivity for our country.
Economist Yusuf Dodia has called for the establishment of the Tanzania-Zambia Railway Line Authority Tazara Management Team that will be responsible for the maintenance of the revitalized railway line. Mr. Dodia's remarks follow the $1.4 billion landmark agreement signed last week by China, Zambia and Tanzania to rehabilitate the Tazara Railway, aimed at boosting copper exports and fuel imports through Tanzania. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Dodia noted that Tazara's existing leadership appears heavily influenced by political interest and is therefore not operating the institution effectively. The biggest historical challenges have been inadequate maintenance and the absence of a commercially driven management team, said Mr. Dodia. He emphasized that maintenance must be treated as a priority and that the Ministry of Transport and Logistics, working with its Tanzanian counterparts, should establish a Tazara board to supervise the incoming management team. Mr. Dodia further said that restoring and improving the railway line is vital describing it as the country's economic lifeline, stating that rail transport is significantly cheaper than road transport, which can lower the cost of doing business and enhance trade.
More commercially, more cost-effectively, and more profitably, and benefit both Zambia and Tanzania. I believe that with the Chinese coming on board with a 30-year concession, the management and maintenance of Tazara can be further enhanced through the tripartite oversight mechanism which can be put in place. So I have very good expectations, and I hope that we learn from our past mistakes to avoid falling into the same problems.
The Lusaka City Council has urged traders to obtain necessary trading documents for the year 2026 trading period. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba emphasized the need for business owners to obtain correct trading documentation required for business operations within the city to avoid charges and being closed down. Ms. Mwamba has also urged new business owners to register their businesses within this period to ensure compliance with council regulations. The council will also enforce the Liquor Licensing Act No. 20 of 2011 on any business found in breach of the law, stressing that LCC will not hesitate to apply other relevant pieces of legislation, including the Solid Waste Regulation and Management Act, above all, the Public Health Act Cap 295, to ensure that offenders are brought to book during this period, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Meanwhile, Ms. Mwamba has called on all liquor traders against selling alcohol to underage persons during this festive season, as this is a punishable offense. In Africa news, Tanzania has cancelled celebrations next month to mark the country's independence, with the funds to be spent instead on rebuilding infrastructure damaged in recent election unrest, the Prime Minister has confirmed. His announcement comes as the opposition and others have been calling for people to gather on Independence Day, 9 December, to demonstrate about killings that took place following last month's disputed poll. The opposition believes hundreds of people died in the crackdown. The government has yet to give a death toll and has set up a commission of inquiry. Coming up shortly, Afghanistan says Pakistan bombed coast, killing 9 children and a woman. This and more, stay tuned.
Cancer of the blood. Blood cancer is a widely used term for blood, bone marrow, and lymphatic cancer. Mostly, this cancer starts from the bone marrow. In this cancer, the development of blood cells gets disturbed by unrestrained growth of abnormal blood cells. There are no specific known causes of this malignancy, but some common symptoms include fevers, night sweating, enlarged lymph nodes, fatigue, and tiredness. Approximately one-third of all cancers diagnosed in children are blood cancer. A regular checkup can make all the difference. Remember, your health is your responsibility. Act now.
And now for the rest of the news. At least 9 children and a woman have been killed after Pakistani forces bombed a house in the country's southeastern coast province, according to Afghan authorities. The spokesman for the Taliban administration said on Tuesday that the attack took place at midnight in the district of Gurbaz. The latest attack risks triggering renewed hostilities and comes as a fragile ceasefire between the two nations hangs by a thread, with each side blaming the other for the impasse in the negotiations.
Sports update.
Chelsea and England goalkeeper Hannah Hampton has been voted BBC Women's Footballer of the Year 2025 after a standout 12 months for club and country. Hampton helped Chelsea win a domestic treble last season, keeping 13 clean sheets in 22 Women's Super League games. And after becoming England's first choice goalkeeper, the 25-year-old saved two penalties in a shootout in the final against